Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Today, it is my pleasure to welcome back Sue Breen. She is a natural-born clairvoyant medium who from a very early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, and her family was working class, having originated in the east of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even when it was very hard as she struggled through abusive relationships, a divorce, and becoming made homeless. She accepted these things as learning processes in life and developed empathy for her clients who came to her for readings. She knows what it's like to lose loved ones because she's experienced life to its fullest. She has always felt privileged to be able to communicate with spirit and be able to give closure to those who've lost loved ones to the other side. 25 years ago, spirit really became prominent in her life, and she has been proud to work with spirit on a full-time basis. She conducts two groups, guiding them as they come to understand the connection between them and spirits. She also helps her clients develop their gifts. Sue is a clairvoyant with the ability to see, clairaudient in order to hear, and clairsentient in order to feel and sense. In many cases, she is able to give evidence of how people have passed over. Sue is available for private consultations, and she works either in the client's home, in her own, or by electronic means. She's also available for spiritual advice. And I'm going to give you her website in just a moment, so I encourage you to get out pens and pieces of paper. Sue is very gifted, as you will see today, and today you're just going to receive brief snippets of what could be a full-length session. And I will tell you this, her rates are very reasonable. So it would behoove you to take advantage of doing a session with her if you really want to get in touch with loved ones from the other side. As I said today, it will just be a snippet. And with that said, here is her website. It is simply theclairvoyantmedium.com. You can Google the spelling of clairvoyant. Again, it's theclairvoyantmedium.com. And Sue is based in the United Kingdom, but she does do sessions over Skype and by phone. So just the fact that you're in the U.S. isn't going to make any difference. I didn't misspeak, did I, Sue?
No, darling, no, you didn't.
Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
No, go ahead, hon.
No, I'm really happy to be able to join you, David. It's a privilege.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always an honor and a joy to have you here. You have such a compassionate spirit and are uncannily accurate, and I certainly appreciate your gifts and joining me today. Sue, I'm curious. I've asked you this in the past, so forgive me for asking it again, but I think the listeners would be interested. How old were you when you first became aware of spirit?
I was actually still in the cot, so I was a baby. I don't know, what do you call them, cots?
We call them cribs.
Cribs. All right. I was in the crib. And I must have been about 18 months old, something like that. And a spirit came towards me. And I remember, distinctly remember, putting my hand out, and it went through their hand. And that's something I would never, ever forgotten.
Wow. That must have been something for a baby to experience that.
Yeah. I used to hide my head in the corner behind the back door. And my father used to say to me, Susan, if you keep doing that, your head is going to be like cone-shaped, you know.
Oh.
And that's because I could see them, but nobody else could, and I didn't want to see them. So I used to go and push my head right into the corner. And it's just developed over the years.
When did it become comfortable for you to experience spirit? Surely as a child it must have been confusing for you and perhaps caused some cause for concern for you.
I think some people must have thought I was weird. It's strange, actually. You know, when you sort of say to somebody, or if somebody says to me, what do you do? And I don't know them, I normally say to them, do you get freaked out at all? Because some people do.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes, indeed.
And if they say yes, I do get freaked out, then I say I'm in communications.
Well,
if they say no, then I tell them I'm a medium.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter used to say to me, why can't you be normal like everybody else's mum? So I thought I was normal, but obviously I'm not. I used to have my own security company, so I worked as I think over there you call them bouncers. I used to work on club venue doors and, you know, pubs and things. And she said, no, not everybody else's mum is a door lady and talks to dead people. Well, normally, after somebody's had a few drinks, they're pretty brain dead anyway. So
there you go. Well, you know, I often, when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be normal, whatever that means. And today I say, who wants to be normal? What's the fun of that? Yeah.
What is normal?
That's it, exactly. I mean, we're all unique, you know? So who would want to be anything other than that? Now, it's probably been more than 25 years now, but what happened when spirit became really prominent in your life?
Well, there was all sorts of things that started to happen. You know, you suffer with deja vu, spirit people talking to you. I suppose I must have been in my, I've always had these, so I think for some time I sort of pushed it aside, but then it started to come in very prominently when I was in my 30s. Very much so in my 30s. And it was intuition. I did used to do the cards. And I was sitting with a lady one day and I was doing the cards. And a spirit person was standing next to me and he said to me, you don't need them. You don't need them. And all of them, they all just scattered on the table. And she looked at me and she said, there's somebody standing next to you. I said, yes, I know. And it was her grandfather.
Oh.
And I just gave her the message that he was giving me.
Oh, cool.
And I never picked up the cards again after that.
Well, you sure don't need them, based on my experience with you. We're getting more and more callers, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you today, which is why I encourage you to go to Sue's website, once again, theclairvoyantmedium.com. But we'll try to get to at least some of you. And I've spoken with a few of you. And after I have spoken with you, if time allows, I will call out your area code and then ask for your first name only. So if you're ready, Sue, let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Our first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
You're live.
Hi, Sue. How are you? I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. I've done a reading with you before, haven't I?
Yes. Yes, you have.
Yes. Right. Okay. Kimberly, I know that I've done a reading for you before, but I'm not microchip lovey, so I can't remember what I've actually said. All right. I do want to say to you, right, they're taking me around a work area, and I know that there is changes that will be coming forward within a work area for you, okay? I know that there is a step up on the ladder, and I do want to say to you, you seriously thinking about starting your own business, lovey?
I've been thinking about it. Yes, I have.
Right. I'll tell you for why, because it's symbolic to me that they're putting an old bought ledger in front of you, and that's what we used to do many, many, many years ago. That's what they used to do their accounts in, okay? And that's what they're putting in front of you. So I know that there is going to be, you know, your own venture that's going to be coming up, and it'll be very good for you. Sometimes you underestimate yourself because it's like your capabilities are far higher than you actually give yourself credit for, okay?
Hmm.
And whoever it is that's working or you're working for at the moment, I know that there's changes that will be coming in around the work area, all right? They're saying to me there's more responsibility that's coming in for you as well and more of a challenge. So don't step back from it. Take it, lovey. They're also taking me up to December as well, December time. Now, I am going to say I feel that this is quite significant for you. They're saying December, January. I've got a gentleman that's coming forward here, and I feel with him that he's very much on a father level as he comes in. You understand that, lovey?
Yes.
Thank you. He's actually patting you on the back, and he's saying that's what you should be doing. Pat yourself on the back and be proud. Keep your chin up. Keep your shoulders back and be proud of what you're doing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mum's still here, isn't she?
Mum's on the other side.
She's on the other side. Okay.
Yes.
You have a mother figure that is still here, lovey.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Because that's what they were making me feel, that there is somebody around you that is very much like a mother figure to you. Okay.
Yes.
As Mum comes forward, she's taking me to your nails, lovey. You like having your nails done.
Yes.
But she's saying to me, I don't know how she manages with those nails. They're quite long, aren't they? Yeah.
No, I actually
she's
have
She's saying,
short.
I don't know how she manages with them nails. But, you know, your mother was, she was a very proud lady. Very proud lady. She's given me a five connection here. Are you one of five, lovey, or one of three?
No. We were born in the same month, and I'm a five and she's a nine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's just telling me to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. All right? She's talking about cotton for some reason. Why is she talking? Would you understand why she's talking about cotton?
One of my favorite fabrics. And then my great-grandmother had to pick cotton. in Alabama.
Ah,
so,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. A short name, very short name.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to say an E for some reason, an E. I'm not quite sure where that's coming in. Right. You know, I have about four ladies that are all coming forward for you, lovey. There's four. But I've got Dad here as well. And as Dad
wow.
comes forward, he's telling me... Okay. He's telling me that he worked hard in life. But it's like he always came up against a brick wall. Okay? He's talking about he tried really hard to make things right. And that's why he's proud that you are where you are now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the D name come in? D.
That's the first letter of my dad's name.
Thank you. Okay. Don't smoke as well, please.
Yes.
I'm only saying because I've got smoke that comes in around me here, but I don't feel that you smoked an awful lot if you did. All right?
Right.
And I also want to say that music was very important to him.
Yes. Yes.
I feel as if I've got a trumpet or a saxophone or something in my hand. I know it was very, very important to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Would you understand December or January time, please, either being a birthday, passing, or an anniversary?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. He's talking about when he passed the spirit, lovey, he is saying to me, oh, he's taking me around the chest area here and it's hard for me to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there was something going on around his chest area. Okay,
his
bless
mom.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. He's telling me that around the time of his passing, lovey, that there was either an anniversary or a birthday that was to be celebrated around the time of his passing. I'm not sure whether it was before or after, but that makes sense to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Okay. You know, he's saying to me that he wants you to know that he loves you dearly. He may not have said it in life, but he is saying, tell her, we are here for her, all of us. There's quite a few over there, you know.
Quite a few.
There's a door that's opening here, and I've got quite a few gentlemen that are walking through as well. Okay? But they are saying, just to let you know, sweet, that they're very much around you, and they just want you to know. They may not be with you in body, but they are with you in spirit. And with that, I'm going to leave their love with you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Sue. I'll be in touch with you.
Thank
again.
You. Thank you, Kimberly.
Oh, that's great, Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll love
thank
getting
you,
a full
David.
Reading from her. Okay, you're welcome.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for calling today, Kimberly.
All right. You're
okay.
Thank
goodbye
you.
For now. Yeah, bless you.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right. I'm just waiting for the studio to respond to Julia, who is next. And Julia, you are live.
Hi, yay, I'm
hi,
live.
Julia.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm being silly.
You're welcome.
We're both live, lovey.
There you go. Me too, me too.
Live is good.
Me
well, Sue's lucky.
Julia,
she can talk to us whether we're
I've
live or not.
You, lovey. I've got a gentleman that you stepped forward. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
As this gentleman steps forward, I know that he comes in very much on a father-grandfather link. All right? Okay. Dad, he's talking. You have Father on spirit side, please, because he's saying Dad.
Well, my stepfather, not my stepfather, yeah, my stepfather is on the other side, and I never knew my biological father, but I was told that he was passed, but I never knew him, so I don't really know anything about him to confirm or deny, so it's all, you know.
Okay, no worries, lovey. So you know nothing about this man?
I only knew my stepfather. He passed,
right.
It's been a year.
Okay.
So
okay.
That helps.
Okay. Yes. No, that's fine, sweet. That's fine. For some reason, he's taking me up around his head. Okay. But I do feel with this gentleman, oh, he's taking me down to his feet now. So I know with him that before he passed the spirit side, he was unwell. Okay.
Okay.
Mary. Where does the name Mary come in? I very rarely get names, so when I do get a name, I just have to give it. All right? Now, it's either connected or linked to him, or it's connected or linked to you.
If it's my biological father, it would have been connected to him because I don't know a Mary. I'm not related to a Mary.
Right. Okay. 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 Right. I'm going to ask this gentleman to step back, and I'm going to ask your stepfather to step forward, okay? As this gentleman comes in, he is saying to me, right, he didn't believe in all of this, lovey. He didn't believe in it, all right? He's showing me a box here, and that normally means to me that he thought once he popped his clogs, he'd be in his box and gone. That's a UK saying. I don't know whether you say it in the States. But he is saying that he didn't believe in all of this. If he didn't see it in black and white, he just didn't believe. But he is saying that he's happy that he can come in and around you. He can come in and around you. Where does the H name come in? H name.
That was the first letter
like
of his last
Henry
name.
Or Harry or...
Oh,
sorry?
His last name started with a H.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. He's telling me that he wants to say thank you to you.
Okay.
Okay. Your mother's still here, isn't she?
Yes. My mother is, yes.
Yeah. He wants to say thank you to you, lovey. Okay. He's talking about the caring that came in. So I know with you that there was either caring that you took care of them, all right? But he's saying there's apologies that come to you as well, though. Does that make sense to you, lovey? He's telling me to tell you, I'm sorry. Tell her I'm sorry.
Well, he wasn't like a, you know, warm, fuzzy person at all. He was military and he was very strict, and I never really felt love from him. I'm just,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
I was the stepdaughter,
kind of
the baggage that
sorry.
Came with the mom. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I have to say to you, lovey, he's saying that if he had his time round again, that he would do things differently, all right? He would do things differently. But he is saying, it's like he's showing me a medal here, and it's like a cross, like a military cross, okay? Like the cross of Malta, for some reason, or the Maltese cross. Very similar to that. And he's saying, you know, your mother deserved a medal. Because although he didn't show an awful lot of love to you, he didn't to her either.
Right, no, he didn't.
I've got to say that I feel that he could have made life quite difficult at times. Okay? And he is saying... you know, if I had the chance again, I would come back in and do things differently. But, you know, his family were a military family. And it was the way that he was brought up as well.
Yeah, his mother was very strict. She was like, you know, ruled the roost with the iron fist, kind of, from what I understand. I never knew her at all. So, but yeah, he didn't come from a
well
loving family. So, yeah.
No, he didn't. And he didn't know how to show it. He did not know how to show it. And that's why he's saying, can you tell her, I am sorry. I am sorry. If he could do things again, lovey, he would do it very, very differently. All right? But he does want to say thank you to you. Are you one of three, lovey? Or an only child?
I'm only child.
He's giving me three here. So that's you, him, and your mother. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's actually putting a big... He's putting the world on your shoulders now, and I feel that, you know, what he's saying is that you've carried a lot of responsibility, but you will be carrying responsibility for a little while to come yet, all right? Now, whether this is around your mother, lovey, okay, he's talking about with your mother as well that she can be quite stubborn.
Oh, geez, yeah.
She can be very, very stubborn. And he's saying sometimes, I'm going to say it just as he's given it to me, and he's saying sometimes her mouth runs away with her. Does that make sense to you, please, lovey?
Well, she gets, you know how
she doesn't mean
when
it,
somebody's
know?
Focused on, you know, how that they're right, and they don't budge. She's when she's focused that she's right. You can't, you know, talk her, like show her a different way that, you know, even if it's to her detriment, she won't, you know. It's like, okay.
I know, and that's what he's saying. You know, you, oh boy, right. He's just telling me to tell you that he does feel for you because he knows exactly what she's like. Okay, so between the two of them, you know, you've turned out to be a very, very loving person, considering there wasn't an awful lot of love that came to you, all right? And that's what he's saying. Don't change. Okay? Don't change.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't felt much love in my life.
I want to
so.
Say to you, love, that the end of this year is going to be very different for you. It's going to be a lot better for you than it was last year. All right? He's saying to me that there's opportunities that are coming forward for you as well. You have a love of animals, please.
Yes. Yeah, I've missed having a pet. Where I live, I'm not allowed to have one. The landlord says no pets, so I miss.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say to you that I know that you will have one, whether it's where you live there or if there is going to be a move that's going to take place. He's saying to me that there will be animals that come in and around you, okay? But there will be one specific one that you will be able to have. But I am going to say to you, if it's not where you are now, it will definitely be. There will be a move that will be coming forward. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about moving. It's just, you know, I'm going to be 59 here in a couple of months. So, you know, there's a little fear about, you know, making big changes and... But I do.
Oh, no. Don't be like that, lovely.
Yeah.
You know, I moved a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And a long way from where I was living, and it's the best thing that I've ever done.
Wow.
And I was 65 then.
Oh, wow. Well, go you.
So, yeah. Tell me about it. Don't hold back on it. Go forward. Because that's when life will begin for you. Okay?
Okay. Do you feel like this year or more like next year? Or
next year.
That would be
next year.
So, okay.
Yeah. He's giving me front door keys for you. And he's saying, this is something that you deserve. You deserve to have that bit of happiness in life. Go for it. Don't hold back. Go for it. And, you know, you'll find yourself chucking a lot of old stuff out that you don't need because you've been holding on to it. Okay?
Yeah.
If you haven't used something for the last 6 months to a year, then it goes out. All right? You end up decluttering, which is brilliant because you clear the energies that are around you. Okay? And I'm going to say happy birthday to you for a couple of months' time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
They
sneak up on us, don't they?
Yeah, it's time to move on, Julia. Thank you for calling on. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it. You guys take care and God bless.
Right. Enjoy your new pet. God bless you.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay. Our next caller is Selena, and you are live.
Hi. How are you doing? Hi. How are you doing?
Right, thank you, sweet. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Right. Selena, there's somebody specific that you want to come forward.
Maybe one of my grandparents. Do you want me to list one of my grandparents specifically?
This is a grandfather.
Yeah, I have a couple that he likes to visit. There's a couple of them that specifically like to visit me. That doesn't surprise me if it's him.
Okay, right. I've got a gentleman that is stepping forward. Actually, I've got three of them with me at the moment. There are three, okay? I do want to say that I feel that Father is still here.
Yes.
Your Father is still here?
Yes, he is.
Thank you. All right, so I know that I've got a grandfather figure. I've also got a younger male that is stepping forward as well. Would you understand a younger male, please?
It might be my uncle.
Right. I know this gentleman passed before his time. Okay. And I want to say to you, lovey, I feel that with this gentleman that he passed quite quickly. He's telling me that he was here, then he was gone. Does that make sense to you, please? Right.
Yeah.
I know with him that he was very much a man's man, but he was also quite a smiley man, quite a happy man. All right. Again, I've got to say to you that I know with this gentleman that he wasn't a total believer in all of this, but he is saying that he's happy that he can come in and around. Now, for some reason, lovey, he's given me a big sunflower to give to you, all right? And he's telling me to tell you, keep it near your heart because that's where it comes from, okay? Now, he's telling me that he's with his father, which would be a grandfather to you.
Yes.
All right? Right. Would you understand a name that's been passed down, please?
Sure.
A name that has been shared.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's the first name. It could be the middle name. All right? But he's talking about having a name that was shared.
Yes, he was named after his father.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. One of these gentlemen, sweet, has got either a tattoo or there is a marking that stands out. Whether it's a birthmark or whether it is a tattoo of some sort.
definitely possible. It's been a while since both of them have passed, and I never met my uncle. He passed before I was born, but my grandfather was still alive, but it's been such a long time. It's been 20-some years that I'd have to ask my mom on that one.
Okay. Right. Okay. As this gentleman comes forward, I've got a lady. He's bringing in a grandmother figure here as well. Right, okay. I know with this gentleman as he comes forward, I know that he wore uniform at some point in life, all right?
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he was in the military, lovey, but I know that he wore a uniform of some sort in life, okay?
Okay.
And he's also taking me to his hands as well. So I do know that with him that he was either quite good at making things or he was very good working with his hands. But as he comes to you, he's telling me that there is pen that needs to go to paper. So whether you have been studying or on the brink of starting a study, all right, he's talking about putting pen to paper. Would that make sense to you, please, lovey? Because he's actually bringing in diplomas and certificates here.
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay, because he's saying, put your nose to the grindstone. Start working, all right? It's like he's giving me two journey paths for you. And he's saying that there is a journey that's going to come up for you that will take you down the right road, all right? But he's also talking about you having a broken heart in life.
Yeah, in the past, I would say.
Because he's coming in behind you.
Yeah, does he refer to the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, in the past, I was going to say, please don't tell me that's coming in the future, but I was like, yeah, in the past. Yeah.
No, it's in the past, lovey. In the past.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So, and not just like in many aspects, I think people specifically, just many areas of life, I think people have really disappointed me. And so I'm trying to regain faith in humanity that people are still decent.
Yes, I understand totally what you're saying. But he is saying to me, you know, this was a lesson that was learned as well. And I want to say to you, he's saying the lessons that come forward can be very difficult, but it is for you to learn. And that is the main thing that has happened for you, love. All right?
Okay.
He's talking, you know, this gentleman, as he comes forward here, he makes me feel, well, he's showing himself as being quite broad-shouldered. I don't feel that he was a very tall man. He's not making me look up to him. He's making me look to him. All right? So I do want to say that I feel that he was possibly about 5'9". Maybe 5'10".
Yeah, I know that makes sense. He passed several years ago. I know, yeah, that's perfect, yeah.
Okay. But, you know, he is saying that before he passed the spirit, he did lose a bit of weight, all right?
Yeah.
So I know that he was not 100% well for the last few years of his life. But he is saying... He is saying, he's giving me November here as well. Would you understand November for a birthday, passing, or an anniversary?
Many. November, my birthday, his birthday, a lot of family members' birthdays is November, and also anniversary. So November is a very popular month for
Wonderful.
Our family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's just giving you a bit of verification, lovey, that it is him. Okay. And he is saying, you know, again, I know I said this to the other lady, but he's saying, be proud. Be proud of what you achieve. All right? Life can be very, very tough. And that's what he's saying. Life can be very, very tough. Don't allow it to be too tough for you. Keep your goals, dreams and ambitions there, lovey, and go forward. Because who you have around you at the moment, okay, are the right people to be around you. All right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, he's given me a blessing to give to you.
Cool. That's really nice to hear.
All right.
It seems like the number of people have gotten less around me, but there are the ones that have stuck around no matter how difficult this past year has been with everything going on. And it's everybody is stressed out, but the right ones have stuck through it, and that's how you know you're with the right people, because in the worst of times, you know, you keep on moving forward together.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what this has been about, this virus thing, or, you know, It's shown people true colors.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
It's shown the people true colors, the people that they thought were, you know, going to be there for time, and they're not. All right? So he is saying the people that you have around you now are the right people to be there for you. Okay? He just wants me to leave his love with you, sweet. And he is saying, give Mum and Dad a big hug from him, okay?
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, lovey.
Thanks for calling,
Selena.
You know,
Selena. Use Rhinestone and start studying, okay?
Well, to you. Thank you.
Take care, Selena. God bless.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to Mary. And Mary, you're live.
Thank you, David. Hi,
Hi Mary.
Glad to hear
How
you.
How are you, lovey?
Well, I guess I'm okay. Yes, it's so
no,
good
it's
to hear you.
To hear you as well.
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay. I'm not sure where I'm going with you, lovey. I've got somebody that's coming in from the back, which is very unusual for me. You're quite open to spirit, aren't you?
I am.
That's why I've got them coming in from the back. They normally come in at the sides. When I have a guide that comes forward, they come in from the back. So they're telling me that you're very open to spirit.
Oh, yes.
But I want to say to you as well, do you feel as if you've come to a crossroads and you're not quite sure which way to go at the moment?
Yes, that's true.
Right. Okay. Okay. I know that spirit has been with you for quite a long time. All right. And I know that you do suffer with deja vu. I know that you do have vivid dreams. And you also have random thoughts that come into your mind.
Have what? I didn't understand.
Random thoughts.
Oh,
that you're not quite sure where they've come from.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I need to say to you, lovey, that spirit are actually communicating with you.
Okay.
I've got a gentleman that is stepping forward here.
Gentleman.
Now, he's actually showing me a wedding ring. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether this wedding ring, was connected to both of you, I'm not totally sure at the moment, but he's coming forward with a commitment ring. All right.
Mm.
Would you have lost a partner to spirit side, please?
No.
Right, okay. He's coming in with a commitment ring here. Okay. I'm asking him to give me a little bit more. This gentleman's talking about being linked to you, but not now, going back in time. Back in time.
Would I be aware of his passing or not? Hello? Hello?
I'm wondering if we lost Sue. Sue, are you there? All right, let me try to get her back. Hold on, Mary. What I'm going to do is play a song by Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away, and I'll ring Sue back. That was Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron. I did have Sue on the line, and I lost her again, Mary. Let me try one more time, folks. Hang in there, and just remember that Sue's website is theclairvoyantmedium.com. I'm going to play another song. This is called The Power of Joy by Alba Molina. Let me try, Sue, one more time.
Okay.
But I feel the way I'm thinking, and I'm clearly conceiving the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solutions. Whoa, like this I want to live. But it's really quite amazing that only I'm raising the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter.
Okay, folks, I have Sue back via the wonders of the internet. I have her on Facebook, and Mary, hold on. Here she is.
Oh,
go
wonderful.
Ahead, Sue.
Hi, Mary. Oh, hello again. I thought we lost you. I'm thankful you're back.
You can't ever lose me, lovely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, good. That's great.
Right. Okay. Where did we get to?
Something about someone in a ring, but I could not really place it. A gentleman
okay.
with a ring. Couldn't understand.
All right. Would you understand, please, either a wedding ring being mislaid or a wedding ring being lost?
Oh, yes, that definitely. I'm not sure if it was lost or stolen, which belonged to my grandmother. Yes. Some time ago.
That's where the wedding ring is coming.
Okay, yeah. I think it was stolen.
It wasn't stolen, it was just lost. Okay?
Really? And it'll never appear again then?
Well, you never know, because quite often spirit actually come down and they borrow things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them to bring it back, they could very well bring it back for you. All right?
Been a long time.
Yeah. Well, there's no harm in trying, lovey. Just ask and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you, I do have a lady that is coming forward, and I am going to say I know that this is a grandmother as she comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
She's talking about ashes, her ashes, or somebody's ashes?
I didn't understand.
Ashes, Mary. She's talking about ashes. Somebody else's.
My mother. Mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Okay. These ashes need to be dealt with?
They're buried. My mother and father. Their ashes.
They are buried. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to do with somebody's ashes that need to be dealt with. So whether this is...
I know. My cousin's ashes were kept in some kind of a vase or box by her grown grandchildren, and it has not been resolved from several years ago, and she just had a birthday 2 days ago.
Okay.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not going to be happy until the issues are resolved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say she was well loved. I have got your mother stepping forward here too.
Okay.
And as she comes forward, she's talking about very much a resemblance around you.
Yes, we look a lot alike, my mother and I.
Right, thank you. She is saying that she was there, she was there for the birthday celebration. But would you understand, or would it make sense to you, please, if I was... She's given me a very big piece of cake here, and that normally means to me that somebody was diabetic.
I have someone around me who is. But
right.
Not in spirit.
They're not looking after themselves, lovey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not as good as they could be. Yes, I know that.
Looking after themselves. All right.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As Mum comes in, she's also given me the month of April here. So again, I want to say to you, I feel that this is either a birthday passing or an anniversary.
April, March, April. I'm not real sure about that right now. I can't really place April. March,
okay.
April. Really place
April. I'm going to leave that with you because she's given it to me. I can't take it back, lovey. So,
okay, I'll keep it in mind.
But in April time, there will be something significant that comes forward for you. All right?
Next year.
Yes.
Maybe next year.
Okay. She's talking about a significant birthday as well. And a significant one to me is normally a zero birthday. So whether it is 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70... Okay. She's talking about a significant birthday that is coming forward.
That's coming up.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'd have to wait and see. I'm not
gonna,
sure.
Somewhere in the family, lovely. And
I'm sorry?
It is somewhere in the family, or it's very closely linked to you. All right?
Oh,
you understand a child, a baby coming in as well?
A baby coming, being born, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
There was one in December in the family, but I'm not sure about anybody else having a baby coming up.
I'm just trying to work out now, we're in the 8th month, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see, April time, look out for April time because I actually feel that there is
a baby in the family.
A baby coming forward. We're not in the 8th month, we're in the 7th month, aren't we?
Yeah, so it would be 9 months.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not aware of any coming up.
You wouldn't necessarily be yet.
It certainly isn't me. I don't know anyone close to me.
But she's talking about a child that is coming in. All right?
Is it someone close to me or like a distant cousin?
It could very well be. I know it's in the family somewhere.
Okay.
I know it is around the family somewhere. Okay.
Okay.
But you know, Mum, she wants to leave her love with you, sweet. But you do pick up a fragrance or a perfume or something that reminds you of Mum for 2 or 3 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, it would be gardenias. Excuse me, it would be gardenias.
It's when she's around you.
No, not really.
Okay, I'm going to leave her love with you, Swank.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for finishing my call. Many blessings, and you stay safe and well.
Bless you, Mary. Thank you for calling.
You.
Sue, let me ask you, Do you handle one more, or do you feel done for the day?
I'll try another one.
Okay, the reason I asked, and folks, just to let you know one more time, the website for Sue is theclairvoyantmedium.com, and I did speak with one other gentleman. I'd like to get to him. His name is Bryn, and for the other folks, please contact Sue through theclairvoyantmedium.com, and so Bryn, you are live.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hi. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. It's so loving.
To see what comes up. Yeah.
Right. Okay, sweet. You know, I've got them coming in both sides here. So I know that I've got a lady that's coming forward. And as this lady comes in, she's taking me down to her feet. And I know with her that she was quite unwell before she passed the spirit side.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling me that there was very much a link between you. Very much a link.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that Mum has passed the spirit side, but I feel that this lady was on a different level.
Oh, okay. Could have been my grandmother on my mother's side. I don't know.
It could be. I'll describe what she's showing me. I know with her that she was quite a proud lady and her hair was very important to her. I don't feel that she was a big lady. Actually, she's showing me herself. She was quite a small lady.
Well, that's my
mother.
Okay. Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had links across water, please.
Yes. Well, my mother was Welsh. She was Welsh. My dad was from America, and
They were taking me to the UK. So I know. Right. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Bless her. As she comes forward, she's saying. Okay. She's saying that she's very much been with you. She's very, very much been with you. I know this lady used to put a hairnet on when she went to bed or to sleep to try and keep her hair in place.
Okay.
All right. And I know with her as well, she's talking about children don't come with instruction manuals, and she just wants you to know that she tried her best.
I know she did. Yes. No, I know they both did. Yeah.
He's also telling me that you've been... life hasn't always been kind to you, lovey.
Yeah, it's been a quite battle all my life in different ways and means. Yeah.
Right. And that's exactly what she's saying. She said there's been a lack of understanding around you as well. Okay.
I guess so.
Now, whether these were specific people or not, I don't know. But she's just saying there was a lack of understanding that came in around you. Your father's on the other side as well, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I've got him coming forward here. Okay. I want to say to you, lovey, the way he's coming forward, he makes me feel that he was quite a hard man.
Yeah, he went through that period because he saw a lot of action in World War II, and that changed him around a lot.
Right, thank you. Okay, because he's saying to me, we didn't get the help that they get nowadays.
Exactly.
Right. So he's talking about post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad.
Yeah. But he is saying to me that there's very much a difference between you and him. Very much a difference between you and him.
Right.
You're quite an easygoing, gentle soul. Whereas
your
father.
I try to be.
Yeah. Oh, I've got Mum saying he is. Okay. These two are very much with you, lovey. Very much with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a sibling as well. I want to say a brother.
No, sister.
Just you.
A sister.
You know,
he has a sister.
Sister, yeah.
Oh, a sister. Sorry, a sister. Okay. And there's a brother. Mum keeps saying about a brother.
Wow. I don't know.
Would you understand Mum losing a child, please?
It was never talked about, and it could have been kept a secret, you know, for all I know, so maybe this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing they did years ago. They wouldn't talk about it.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
That's wild.
But she is talking about, I know that there is a brother on the other side, loving.
Wow.
Okay.
Incredible.
and she's talking about a distance between you and your sister. But I want to say to you, whether it's a distance in miles or whether it's a distance in emotions, I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
Emotions.
Right, thank you. Because she's saying that your sister is a different type of person.
Yeah.
I do want to say, I feel that your sister could be quite hard as well. Okay.
I don't know.
But she's talking about let it go. Just let it go. All right?
Yeah.
She's
not
concerned with what's happening around you in life at the moment, lovey. And
sure.
I am going to say to you that I feel with you that there are going to be, not this year, but next year, there will be quite big changes that do come in around you, all right?
Sounds good.
But for the better. And I am going to say for the better because she's opening the door for you, all right? But
okay.
She's also talking about an anniversary that is either coming in, and I want to say around the October time. So would you understand either a birthday, passing, or an anniversary around the October time?
My grandmother, her mother, was a Libra, and I think that's in October, so she has a birthday in October. I believe that's
okay.
Some trick. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use the cards, right?
The cards? I do some
yeah.
reading. I do some readings now and again, haven't lately. I've always been in the metaphysical realm. Sometimes I read animals, and I've done readings for people. I've done readings for people on the phone. So I've always been in that realm, the spiritual metaphysical realm.
You know, because your mother was actually quite psychic.
I believe that.
Yeah, she was very intuitive. But she showed me a pack of cards. So I know, you know, that is what you've been doing. But you'll be doing even more. And I also want to say to you as well, lovey, that crystals.
Yes.
Crystals are quite important around you at the moment. I know. Most people that are into the spiritual side have amethyst. But I do want to say that with you that labradorite is very important to you.
Okay. Labradorite. Yeah.
That is a protection stone as well. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. The last thing I want to say is Mum's telling me that she's lifting a dark cloud away from you.
Oh, great. Thank you, Mum.
All right? She is lifting a dark cloud away from you, so I do feel that you've been up and down of late.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All year long, yeah.
Okay. But she is saying, be positive. Be positive, yeah. Son. All
yeah.
right?
Yes. Yes.
Be positive, because the more positive you are, the more positive things will be opening up for you.
Okay.
And I do know that this is something that is going to be coming in either at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. All right?
Okay. All right. That was amazing, Sue.
Thank you. Well, thank you for waiting for me. And
yeah, I
hope to be for you
flow.
Again.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, David, thank you so much for this. I really appreciate you, David. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Bren. I appreciate
that.
Excuse
you're,
me.
You're
and,
a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm amazed you could hear that, Sue. I've moved the phone away from the speaker. But thank you, Sue. And, Bren, I hope you take advantage of a reading with Sue sometime.
Yeah, I think
and
I will at some point.
Good. All right. Yeah. And to the others on the line, please go to theclairvoyantmedium.com to see what services Sue offers, because she also does past life regression, and
mm-hmm.
she does group work. So there are a lot of different possibilities for you. And, Bren, I wish you a good day and God bless.
Thank you, dear David. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome,
you
Bren. Yeah,
thank you.
You're a sweetheart. Okay. You're welcome. And so with that said, let's pause and come to a close. Let's take a moment to reflect upon the fact that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And tune in on Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. for another show I co-host with Kat Edwards from Australia. It's called The Healing Circle, and we do a topical discussion. It's a talk show. And individuals that call in are invited to participate in the discussion. This week we're going to be dealing with a heavy topic, folks, so I just want to warn you. We're going to be dealing with recovery from childhood sexual trauma, but we do lighthearted topics too, so don't let that frighten you. Okay, good afternoon, and God bless.